calling for 3 rate cuts in 2024, sending the Dow above 37,000 for the first time in its history.
The Fed also left the interest rate unchanged. House Republicans are leading the charge on a vote to possibly impeach President Biden. Political expert Matthew Green.
They may be thinking, look, you know, maybe this will go nowhere, but it will make our base happy, and they're the ones we really need, both in primaries and in the general election.
Meantime, Hunter Biden slamming the GOP for trying to depose him and use his missteps against his dad.
My father was not financially involved in my business, not as a practicing lawyer, not as a board member of Burisma, not in my partnership with a Chinese private businessman, not in my investments at home nor abroad.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin Board of Regents is set to vote today on the same deal with Republican lawmakers it rejected Saturday. Among other things, it would trade more modest diversity efforts for employee pay raises. The Journal Sentinel tweets Amy Bogost may flip her vote. The League of Women Voters is against a resolution in the state assembly to dissolve the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The league's Deborah Cronmiller says the agency doesn't need to be shut down.
I think that this is functioning government that, you know, certain legislators are just wanting to take that power and make it not function.
Conservatives and other conspiracy theorists have targeted the Elections Commission ever since Donald Trump lost the 2020 presidential election. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, December 14th. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Finance Committee will meet at 8:45 a.m. at the ADRC in Wausau, followed by the board meeting at 9:30. The North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board will meet at 10 at the Technical College in Wausau. The McMillan Memorial Library Personnel Committee will meet at 4 in the McCourt Conference Room. In Portage County, the Justice Coalition Executive Committee will meet at 8 a.m. at the Courthouse Conference Room F. The Park Commission will meet at 5 p.m. at Standing Rock's Ski Lodge. In Adams County, the Economic Development Meeting will take place at 7:30 a.m. The Highway Committee will meet at 4:30. The Adams City Council will hold the 2024 Budget Public Hearing at 5:30 at the City Municipal Building. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News on your locally grown radio stations.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
New time for the Badgers home game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team moved up the start time of their game tomorrow night against Jacksonville State so that more fans can follow the UW women's volleyball match. That's against Texas later tomorrow night. So the basketball game will be the Badgers against Jacksonville State at 6 p.m. at the Kohl Center, followed by the NCAA Final Four from Tampa featuring Wisconsin against Texas. That's at 8:30. NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers, the team that knocked them out of the league's in-season tournament. As tonight at 5 Sir Form, Malik Beasley on facing Indiana after going into overtime against the Bulls the other night.
I mean, definitely a learning experience, especially with the game. You know, we went into overtime where it was a tie game 4 minutes ago, kind of the same situation, and we executed way better on both sides of the floor. So, you know, we owe these guys too, so we're excited to play them, and we want to get the win.
That's the Bucks' Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 22 tonight, under mainly clear skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 46 tomorrow, mainly sunny. Lows around 30 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Menards is celebrating Ryan Blaney's NASCAR championship with 12% off everything. Spider products produce innovative power tool accessories. Their 13-piece hole saw kit cuts through wood and metal, featuring rapid core eject arbor system, releasing the core of your cut with the push of a button. The 13-piece kit is now on sale for $44.99 after 12% off. Hurry in before Christmas Day. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. Sorry, no price adjustments. See store for details.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays.
Did you know Wisconsin Rapids used to be two towns, one on each side of the river? Centralia consolidated with Grand Rapids, but residents wanted a name change. Too much mail ended up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, not Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids became the official city name in 1920. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie has her microphone muted. She needs to undo that.
Hi, everybody. Basics. Even I, friends, forget to unmute my microphone when I'm supposed to be talking. We are all human beings, aren't we? Thank you, Anya. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show with my microphone unmuted here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined in the production booth by my good friend, Anya Esther. Lots to talk about today, and I kind of wanted to just jump right into it. One of the things that, listen, I think regardless of the topic of the day or the politics of the thing, when elected officials, political leaders, university leaders, governmental leaders, any of us get up and say things, they need to sound in the truth. They need to sound in some sort of facts. We want to be able to actually rely upon what a newscaster is saying. We want to know when someone's giving us opinions. I do an opinion show. I research things. I always try to get it exactly right. I am open to correction when I get it wrong. I will correct myself when I can. But I think all of us value and want people to tell us things that are true and that can be verified and have factual bases. And what we especially don't want people to do is to say one thing when we're under the threat of perjury or legal sanction, and then, you know, a couple months later, say exactly the opposite when we're not sworn and under oath. And, you know, we were talking about a Ron Johnson interview that happened on Monday yesterday, where he asserted that Democratic states and Democratic Party folks have submitted slates of fake electors. And he was called on it by the reporter that was interviewing him, and he could not provide any examples. And then kind of bristled at the fact that she had asked him to, you know, substantiate his pretty incredible claim. And so, you know, as the internet and all the social media platforms continue to be part of our day-to-day lives and how we consume information, each and every one of us, given that we can't take what people say at face value, deserve the fact check. We deserve to know how to do that ourselves. And one of the things that I always strive and hope to do on this show is to provide those fact checks, especially when they're, you know, a click away. And so what I wanted to turn to today was what Rudy Giuliani said coming out of a really important court hearing in the defamation case brought by two regular ladies in Georgia who were just showing up and doing their jobs and all of a sudden found their names and faces all over one particular leaning media atmosphere, right? And they got death threats and they've had to move and their lives have been turned upside down. And it turns out that the things that were said about them by Mr. Giuliani and others were simply false. And so he's facing multiple millions of dollars in damages claimed by these women. And let's just listen to what Mr. Giuliani had to say. This is going to be cut one on you. Yesterday, as he was leaving court, this is in the damages phase of Mr. Giuliani's defamation trial.
Whatever happened to them, which is, it's unfortunate if other people overreact, but everything I said about them is true.
Do you regret what you did to Ruby?
Of course I don't regret. I told the truth. They were engaged in changing votes.
There's no proof of that.
Oh, you're damn right there is. Stay tuned. Whatever.
I should say, too, his lawyer is physically grabbing Giuliani and trying to get him away from the mics in this clip. It doesn't come through in the audio, but they're trying to get this guy away from saying this.
Stop talking. Let's. I want to listen to it again. Okay?
What happened to them, which is, it's unfortunate if other people overreact, but everything I said about them is true.
Do you regret what you did to Ruby?
Of course I don't regret. I told the truth. They were engaged in changing votes.
There's no proof of that.
Oh, you're damn right there is. Stay tuned.
Okay. The court hearing that he was had just come out of was in the United States District Court for the District of Columbia, so the D.C. Court, where he has been accused of defamation. And you may recall that months ago, in July, I'd only been on the air for a month, I told you, oh my gosh, Rudy's lawyers just, Rudy admitted in this case that he lied about these women. And now he's saying, no, I told the truth. And boy, it's unfortunate that when I claimed on every news outlet that would listen and outside the Four Seasons landscaping business that these women were changing votes, stealing votes, which we all as Americans would condemn. How dare you steal my vote? How dare you change my vote? That is a criminal act. Oh, how unfortunate is it that these women were subjected to death threats and became afraid for their lives for just doing their jobs. You're damn right I did. I told the truth. No, Mr. Giuliani. On July 26th, 2023, in this very litigation, here is what you, sir, you, Mr. Giuliani, admitted in a sworn court filing. That the statements you made about these women are defamatory, meaning it harms their reputation and here led to real true harm. They've had to move. They've been subjected to death threats. He admitted these were defamatory statements. He admitted that those statements, quote, at these actionable factual statements were false. Again, this is Mr. Giuliani in the court case that he just walked out of and said everything that he said was true. Here's what he said on July 25th. The factual statements were false, end quote. You lie, sir. You lied then, you're lying now, and the only time you've told the truth is when you are under penalty of perjury. In that same admission by Mr. Giuliani on July 25th of this year, he said that the factual elements of defamation regarding plaintiff's claim for intentional infliction of emotional distress and other related tort claims, I do not contest. He's saying I lied and I did so intentionally and I caused these women harm. He admits this when sworn and under oath on July 25th. And yesterday he comes out and lies again. I hope he gets sued again. Now, the judge presiding in this case, thanks to all you tweeters and commenters, you can always comment and join me 844-967-2789. Yes, the judge in this case today scolded Giuliani and said, as I just did now, your statements could support another separate defamation claim. I don't care what the politics are. It should not be permissible for people to lie like this so brazenly. I can't emphasize this enough. July 25th, 2023, Rudy Giuliani says that the factual statements about Ms. Freeman and Ms. Moss, quote, were false, end quote, and that I do not contest the factual elements of liability regarding plaintiff's claim for intentional infliction of emotional distress and other related tort claims. I think we can all agree that lying is bad. Here's what I want. Here's what I think we all want. Tell us the truth. When asked to provide evidence, admit if you don't have it. We sometimes engage in speculation when we're concerned about the activities of political leaders and elected officials. That happens, but just say so. We're holding a hearing because we really don't have evidence and we think the hearing might get us evidence. You can say that. But when you repeatedly lie over and over and over again, when do we, regardless of the party that we may on most days affiliate with, say enough? I will not extend you the benefit of my doubt anymore, because truth telling matters. I think it matters to all of us. And Rudy Giuliani, you are a lying clown, despicable, with a pending disbarment. He's no longer considered fit to practice law. I mean, there's a reason his lawyers are like, stop talking, because you're going to get sued again. When we come back, I'm going to move on. But man, shouldn't we demand of our political leaders that they tell the truth and that they support their claims and assertions with facts and evidence? That is the American way. And I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. I got a great guest coming up. Molly Dubin, of the Milwaukee Jewish Museum is going to be joining me at the bottom of the hour to talk about a fabulous exhibit that they've got that's running until the end of the year. I got a few more tidbits from the news to share with you when we come back here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike, Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. No. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do it.
And I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the, he was in the, like really.
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Locally Grown Radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
If I could find a way, I'd take back those words that'll hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did.
Welcome back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Somebody wants to tweet at Giuliani, that little Cher classic, if I could turn back time and take back all those words that I said that have hurt you. Oh boy, would that be appropriate. But apparently, I think most of us go through the world not wanting to hurt one another, not wanting to harm our neighbors, not wanting to hurt people who show up and just do their job. Rudy Giuliani wants to hurt these women and hurt them again and again and again. That's not a value I share. But I promised you I would move on, so I will do so. And I think, you know, we're having a debate today in our state about DEI programs in the University of Wisconsin system. And I think eventually we'll unpack exactly what it is that Robin Voss is requiring. But I think all of us, again, would agree that we want to ensure that students and professors enjoy freedom of speech, freedom of academic research, but that we need to foster environments where all are welcome. And I'm going to talk about speech on campus. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow because that has been quite a distorted and problematic debate. But one of the things that I think, again, binds us together is that I don't assume that my life's experiences are shared by other people. Right? I'm just one little dot. I've only experienced what my minutes on this rock hurtling through the universe has been. And so in general, I try not to speak for people, especially those who have wildly different lived experiences than I do. Black folks, trans folks, Jewish folks, Muslim folks. And I think when other people proclaim to speak for groups that they have zero lived experience regarding, again, some warning flags go up there for me. And we had a pretty stark example of this happening just yesterday. Anya, we're going to listen to Donald Trump Jr. speaking about what he thinks would be better for trans folks and black folks.
Same student and you took away, skin color, sexual orientation, you know, trans, you know, gender, you know, status, whatever the heck that may be. If you took that away and you compared the scores of Asians and or whites relative to any of the other sort of, let's call them, you know, checkbox, woke status symbols today of the radical left, and you put them head to head, it's shocking who is able to get into Harvard and who would be unilaterally deterred or just rejected entirely. That has gone on. And if you can check off one or preferably more of those woke boxes, you don't have to actually be a great academic student. You don't have to have all sorts of extracurriculars. You don't have to have perfect boards or grades. We'll come up with a way to figure out why you should be there. Diversity is our strength.
You can plagiarize your PhD dissertation and
still become president of Harvard. What a great place, though, to live.
Yeah, no, imagine she was any other Democrat. I believe she's gay. You know, not that that matters. And she's obviously African American. But if she was a straight white male, again, does anyone with a straight face, could they tell me they even think there's a snowball's chance in hell that she would be able to keep her job and the entire board of Harvard, despite the pressure from some of the biggest, most esteemed alumni there? You think there's even a chance? Not for 1 second.
There's a lot there, to say the very least. I'll take up more of it tomorrow. But Donald Trump Jr. is neither transgender nor black. And Donald Trump Jr. Didn't need to be a super achiever either to get into schools. And his statements sort of bring to mind for me this baseline. Simply because you haven't experienced something doesn't mean that someone else hasn't. Right? And the presumption of that my lived experience is that of everyone else's, it's sort of the very definition of speaking from a privileged place. And he's not only privileged because he's male and white, he's going to inherit billions of dollars. So, again, we'll get into a lot of the detail there, including the claims of plagiarism tomorrow. I'll do that. This idea that being welcoming to all kinds of people and ensuring that if you're a black person on campus or you're a gay black female or a transgendered person, that you don't feel that you're the only one, that's a supportive environment so that you can learn and express yourselves just like everybody else is in a safe environment. That's not a problem. That's not something for us to be worried about. And there's a ream of factual inaccuracies there. There's no unilateral decision making in university admissions. There never has been, except if you're a donor. When he says esteemed alumni, he means alumni that write really big checks. Like, the only people that get into universities without having to meet minimum criteria are the children of donors. So I would respectfully say, if you want to move to a meritocracy, then stop with legacy admissions and stop taking donor kids. Scrub everybody's application so you can't tell who they are. But that's not the way it works. So I like to live in reality, right? Where students should feel that they can be safe on campus to express themselves, to engage in debates, sometimes to say things that are wrong. Professors should be able to do that too. We're going to get into this, I think, artificial distinction between speech at a certain level and a certain intensity and a certain volume and conduct. Because I think that in many ways, shapes, and forms is, in a university setting especially, a bit of a false distinction. Jim from Appleton says, again, the First Amendment has a specific prohibition against spreading dangerous falsehoods. Yeah. And there are those that traffic in them all the time. Again, I think most of us, if we're at university, want the same things. When we come back, I'm going to be really excited to be joined by Molly Dubin. Let's embrace the festival of lights that is right now. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. We're going to be talking to Molly about a great installation at the Milwaukee Jewish Museum. Keep it locked, everybody. Don't worry, there'll be more politics on the back end. Join our convo, 844-967-2789.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters may someday choose their candidates for Congress in a very different way. A bipartisan ranked choice voting bill got its first hearing before a state Senate committee yesterday. Under ranked choice voting, all candidates for U.S. House and Senate would appear on a primary ballot together, regardless of their party. The top five candidates would advance to the general election. Maine and Alaska do it this way. Property taxes are expected to go up an average of about 4.7% in Wisconsin. On the other hand, the new state budget added about $250 million to the school tax levy credit and boosted the lottery tax credit by $16 million. That means the typical property owner is actually seeing bills go up by closer to 2 or 3%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wood County Health Department and the Hmong and Hispanic Communications Network Project, H2N, are partnering on a holiday health resource fair this Friday, December 15th. It's from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Mid-State Gymnasium in Wisconsin Rapids. There will be free food and drinks, including a hot chocolate bar, and free photos with Santa Claus. You can find local health resource information and get your free COVID-19 and flu shots. They're giving blood pressure checks and diabetes screening. Bring the kids for fun activities and a visit with Santa Claus. WIRI radio station personalities will be there for a live broadcast from 3 to 5. The event goes until 7 p.m. and is a great opportunity to find out about health resources in our community. Ruby's Pantry is this Saturday. Food bundles are a $25 cash donation. Ruby's Pantry is at Pitch Elementary School from 8 to 9:30 a.m. on Saturday, December 16th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and won.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again!
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
A new time for the Badgers home game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's official. Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has moved up its start time for their game tomorrow night against Jacksonville State so that more viewers can watch the UW women's volleyball match against Texas tomorrow night. So the Badgers basketball team will tip off now at 6 p.m., followed by the NCAA Final Four from Tampa featuring Wisconsin against Texas. That'll be at 8:30. NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers tonight in Milwaukee. Giannis says that now that he's turned 29, he feels the need to share the ball more.
No, that's what the leader does. You know, sometimes it's not about you. It's about the team getting a good shot, you know, and I'm okay with that. Maybe if you asked me 5 years ago, I was 24, teams that we played, maybe I wasn't okay with that. You know, I wanted to make something happen all the time, but now, no matter what happens, I'm going to come back tomorrow, I'm still going to be me.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed, reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC tell us 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 22 tonight, under mainly clear skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 46 tomorrow, mainly sunny. Lows around 30 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And I really hope that everyone can find their way. If you're not familiar with Hanukkah and what it celebrates, one, you can go listen to my show last week where Anya explained it very well.
I did my best.
You did fantastically, and in the shortest amount of time I've ever heard Hanukkah broken down.
Thank you.
But if you don't know about it, go again. You know, you don't have to go to the books anymore, right? You can go to the Google and read things. Anti-Defamation League has a ton. Go check it out. Educate yourself. It's a wonderful celebration of many things that I think Americans identify with: resilience and fortitude and strength and togetherness and community. So with Absolutely. All of that.
Yeah. And bringing light in the darkness, illuminating in challenging times, coming together to do that is really what's at the heart of the holiday. And that's something I think we can all get behind right now.
Absolutely. Especially here in Wisconsin, when it is so dark and so cold.
Exactly.
we all need literally
lighting the darkness.
Yes. Well, again, my thanks, Molly, for being here. First of all, tell everybody where the Milwaukee Jewish Museum is and your hours and what sort of exhibits you all have there. And is it just for Jewish people? Let's start with the basics.
All of those things. We are for everyone. We of course are a Jewish museum. We're located just off of downtown. We're at 1360 North Prospect Avenue. So kind of right on the corner of Prospect and Ogden. And we have, we've been around for a number of years, but that said, a number of people, walk past us constantly on the east side and they'll stop in and say, I passed this building so many times and I've never come in to see what it's all about. And they're really quite taken by everything that's here, from our permanent exhibit where we explore and tell the story of the Jews of southeastern Wisconsin, to our changing exhibits, which we do multiple a year, many of which really tie into issues of social justice and giving voice to those who are not given the opportunity to really be recognized, and really exploring issues of immigration is kind of evergreen to us, and really looking at a number of things that I think are universal, but through a Jewish lens. So yes, we have the permanent Jewish exhibit. It's a great opportunity for our community to come in and to look at their own history, because we are really literally evolved from history artifacts that come from our community, but also to really come in and learn about the Jewish culture and learn about, you know, the similarities in so many of the traditions, because there are truly so many ties that bind, that thread us, which is kind of a nice segue to our current exhibit.
Perfectly done. You should do professional radio, Molly.
Well, thank you.
I love it. Tell us, the name of the exhibit is Women Pulling at the Threads of Social Discourse.
It is. And it's up through just the end of the year. So I'm happy to talk about it and for people to come in. And I didn't mention our hours, which you asked me about. And so that's Monday through Thursday, 10 to 5, Friday from 10 to 3, and Sundays from noon to 4. So some opportunities to come in the next few weeks to really take in this incredible exhibit, which looks at, I would say, at the heart of everything, intersectionality. You know, these are issues that are impacting women, have impacted them historically, continue to impact them. In many instances, we're looking at the celebration of rights within a contemporary period of seeing some of those rights taken away. So the idea of being able to shine a light on this discipline of the fiber arts and women working in the field, and really kind of debunking some of the narratives that surround it, is a great opportunity.
Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
One dribble up, it's good, and a foul. Step back, three is good. And Wisconsin pulls off the upset on Senior Day, 78-70 over 12th-ranked Michigan.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
From Scheneker Arena in St. Paul, Minnesota, tonight the 5-4 Wisconsin Badgers have a non-conference road game against the 5-5 St. Thomas Tommies. Good evening and welcome to our broadcast, along with our producer Alex Libert, Reed Magnum filling in for John Adias, who is in Tampa, Florida, getting ready to call Wisconsin Final Four volleyball tomorrow night. For the Badgers, coming off a very difficult opponent, they hosted Iowa at a sold-out Kohl Center on Sunday and fell to them 87-65, but they were tied after the first quarter, down by 10 at halftime. Iowa, with more depth, ended up running away in the second half, but Wisconsin showed some good things against the fourth-ranked team in the country. For St. Thomas, been an up-and-down season for them. Started off with a loss, then three straight wins, then four straight losses, but they have won two straight, and they're very excited to welcome in Wisconsin to their campus, where they've at times struggled to get bigger opponents. We'll talk about their conversion a few years ago from D3 all the way up to D1, and we'll talk about that as the broadcast goes along. Coming up during our pregame, we'll get the scout of St. Thomas. We'll look at the Badger notebook, and we'll take a spin around the Big Ten. But when we return, we'll visit with the head coach of the Badgers, Marissa Mosley. Wisconsin in St. Paul to take on St. Thomas. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Women's Basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? One.
Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back in St. Thomas, Wisconsin, taking on the Tommies. You're visiting with the head coach of the Badgers, Mercy Mosley. Coach, on Sunday, your team didn't come out scared against Iowa. You could tell, competed well in the first quarter, even though the ending wasn't what you wanted. What did your team gain from that experience?
I think we gained a lot. You know, I think obviously there was a full house, and I think we showed maybe some people that were new to Wisconsin women's basketball who we are, who our team is, really what we're capable of. And I think we also showed our youth, and we showed that we still have more work to do. And so I think, you know, you talk about tale of two halves or quarters or whatever, but I think when you really break it down, if you're a much more mature team, if you weather storms, if you can not get in foul trouble, like there's a lot of things that I think we took away from it. And I think ultimately we walked away like, okay, this was a measuring stick. We know where we're at. We know where we need to go. And I'm proud of the group that I have in front of me.
You talk about the foul trouble, Sarah Williams, of course. And for her, she's got size tonight. Nobody can compete with her physically against St. Thomas. But how do you make sure she balances, not go out there and try and do too much, want to bounce back from the Iowa game?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a challenge for anyone, right? Like, I think human nature says, okay, I didn't play my best basketball, and I want to prove something. I think one of the things that she's continued to learn, and we're putting her in positions, like she's got other people. She has four other people on the court at any given time who have the ability to help her. And so, you know, St. Thomas is going to potentially bring double teams and dig in and, you know, try to frustrate her and, quite frankly, try to get her in foul trouble, right? If she's off the floor, we're a different team. And so it's about her really keeping her head and continue to take steps forward and understanding how valuable she is to our team.
We're talking with the Badgers head coach, Marissa Mosley. One of those players she has is Ronnie Porter, who goes 17-7, and she's got a full crowd tonight of people being the St. Paul native. And I know you love having players come back to where they grew up. And for her, this poise, this maturity she has as a sophomore, that will be a little bit tested tonight with all these family and friends.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, one of the things when you come home, there is like an excitement around that. But I also think that, you know, Ronnie kind of is Ronnie, right? Whether there's a bunch of family there or not, whether there was 15,000 people there or, you know, 50. Like, she's just, I think she's excited about being able to show, you know, the pride she has for putting on the Wisconsin jersey, wants to help her team get a win. And I think it'll be great for her to play well in front of her family. But, you know, that's not what it's about. And I think maybe as a freshman, that might have been a little bit different. But as a sophomore, she understands kind of how critical her play is tonight for us to be successful.
Last one for you, Coach. Final exams. This is not going to be the environment of the Iowa game. And I could tell for you, though, you're trying to make sure your players know this is a hungry St. Thomas team, not to be taken lightly.
Yeah, I mean, I think these games, no matter when you play right before finals or right after finals, are challenging for everyone across the country. You talk to coaches. These are tough games because mentally your kids are fried a lot of times, right? Their focus is in their books, which it should be, and you're trying to get them to shift for a couple hours a day. And then for the games, as much as you're like, oh, of course you'll get up for a game, you know, there's a lot of pressure for them and expectation, especially a school like Wisconsin. And so, you know, I have a lot of respect for Ruth, their head coach at St. Thomas, and what she's done with this program as they've transitioned. And, you know, we've got to come out and play really great Wisconsin basketball.
That's the head coach, Marissa Mosley. Coming up next, we'll get the scout of St. Thomas. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said,
if it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Back in St. Paul, Wisconsin, taking on St. Thomas, and we're visiting with Jamie Glusing, assistant coach, get the scout of the Tommies. It's interesting, Coach, D3 a few years ago, and this is the third straight year your team plays him, and you can see the development of the talent as the years go along with them being D1.
Yeah, no, they have a very talented team. I kept telling our team that it's important that we lock into the personnel because I think their guards are different than what we've seen so far this season. They're super shifty, so I really challenge them to kind of hone in on the type of players that they have on this team.
I was watching their last game, and they had a lead, and they gave it up. Then they fought back. It seems like a group in St. Thomas, they don't get too psyched out. They're not huge size-wise, but they kind of play within themselves. Is that what you see on film?
Yeah, absolutely. They're tough. And so, again, like, I really wanted to challenge our team to come out and treat this game like it was Iowa. You know, this team is very talented. They have a lot of good players. They have a lot of success in the past. And last year was a tough game when we played them. So definitely are coming in and have to have the right mindset against this team.
Offensively, you said they got shifty guards. Again, not a lot of size down low. What do you expect them to try and do offensively?
Yeah, offensively, I think they're going to play smaller and try to just beat us off of the dribble. They're, like I said, their guards are really good at that. And so I do expect that they do the same starting lineup, but that they quickly sub and try to get in some more quickness on the offensive end. So hopefully we're ready to guard that.
And finally, Coach, defensively, what's the scouting report?
Yeah, so defensively, I mean, they are playing man-to-man primarily, so, and they do try to front in the post, so really it's going to be challenging for us to get it in. They're going to try to keep it out of Sarah's hands, I imagine, as much as possible, but as we know, she's a vital part to our offense, so we'll figure out ways to get that, and I just do want our, you know, guards to be aggressive coming downhill, because I do think that we have an advantage over them.
That's the scout of St. Thomas with assistant coach Jamie Glusing. Coming up next, we have the Badger Notebook, Wisconsin and St. Thomas from St. Paul. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 22 tonight, under mainly clear skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 46, lows around 30 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
A shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Our pregame rolls along, Wisconsin and St. Thomas from St. Paul. Time now for the Badger Notebook. Let's talk about this St. Paul native, Ronnie Porter, coming off a great game against Iowa on Sunday. Tied her career best, 17 points, 7 rebounds, also led the team. And so she continues to impress as a sophomore, and she also leads the Big Ten in steals with almost 3 steals per game. And she has... She thinks half this place with family and friends, and this is not a big venue, so she literally may very well have half of family, friends, former coaches, teachers, so she's very excited to play here tonight. Let's talk about Sanaya Copeland. She's back in the starting lineup again tonight, and she recorded a career-high 2 steals with 4 and 4 free throws against Iowa on Sunday. She is averaging over 10 points per game and a free throw percentage of over 70%, and she will be back in the starting lineup tonight. And for the third consecutive season, it's Wisconsin taking on St. Thomas, and this is the third year for the Tommies in Division I. They made that move a few years ago from D3 all the way up to D1. The NCAA granted them a waiver to make that in one fell swoop. And really, as I've talked to people from around the area, I mean, they got moved out of D3 because the conference they were in booted them out because they won too much. This is a school that is financially has a lot of advantages, to be frank. And so the other school said, look, we can't continue to have you in the conference because all these athletics, football, volleyball, continue to do so well. So they said, well, let's try and go to D1. NCAA granted that. And Wisconsin was actually women's basketball. Wisconsin was their first opponent ever in D1 a few years ago. Wisconsin's won both of those matchups. And so for the Badgers, trying to make it 3 in a row here tonight. That's the Badger Notebook. When we come back, we'll take our spin around the Big Ten. Wisconsin and St. Thomas from St. Paul. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Maybe your hometown celebrates longstanding Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped.